Hello, everyone. I'm Maria Teresa Maggi, intuitive astrologer here on KRFP in Moscow, Idaho, and you're listening to the Star Garden Moon Watch for the full moon of March 10th, 2009. The moon is full in Virgo, the Virgin. As the sixth sign of the tropical zodiac, Virgo prepares us for the last half of the zodiac in which we interact in partnership and public life. In the astrological metaphor of Virgo, our habits and our health and necessity of digesting and integrating food and food for thought are major themes. Virgo strives to perfect procedures to make them run smoothly and cleanly, and so it presides over our everyday work environment and habit. One key question Virgo feels deeply is, how can I be of service? Nearly everything done in Virgo is meant to better or improve health, work, or the needs of others. To this end, Virgo can be a perfectionist, and even the very health Virgo prizes is potentially compromised by worry, compulsion, or endless preparation to achieve perfection. Virgo is a mental sign, so the moon in Virgo seeks to categorize and dissect feelings in order to make them more manageable. Yet Virgo wisdom also gives the gift of discernment, allowing very fine emotional tuning to what needs to be done or what is helpful to someone in pain. The full phase of the moon is a time of opportunity for reflective awareness. At this full moon, two other planets join in providing that opportunity. Saturn is also in Virgo and just 2 degrees away from the full moon, and opposite alongside the Pisces sun is the planet Uranus. The participation of these planets creates a complex and paradoxical dynamic that broadens the expression of Virgo's precision and discernment. Saturn's comprehensiveness and discipline require that minutiae for the sake of itself be eliminated, and only those details that truly contribute to comprehensive health can remain. Opposite Saturn's discipline is the non-sequential liberating force of Uranus, outing us from our Piscean secrets and escapes. So at this full moon, we need to discern what is most necessary in each of our daily lives and weigh the relationship between breaking out of routine with streamlining our routines as a whole. Such tension can be a creative agent of transformation. Here is an excerpt from the last stanza of my poem, The Rings Around Saturn, with an image that cascades out of the Piscean into the rigorous yet beautiful promise of this Virgo full moon Saturn combination. I keep dreaming about water. At the ocean, north of Fort Ross, it seemed different one night at sunset. A hole in the net of the air above the rocks, not in line with the horizon or the falling sun, or waves swirling in the half-open mouth of the cove below. The soft grass was like silver worms, and the wind tried to tug me through that hole in the net. I wanted to break out of my orbit and leap. I kept remembering the time I washed 6-quart jars made of clear glass last summer, left them upside down on the counter to dry, and they filled up with sunlight anyway. Here are some suggestions for each of the sun signs for how to find the beauty and release in containment at this full Virgo moon. Aries. A sudden reversal or upset behind the scenes could alter a methodical course of action or routine you feel is necessary to pursue. Perhaps you or someone you know is confined or freed from that possibility. Taurus. Ideal future plans, perhaps having to do with children or creative projects, could be upended. However, you feel grounded as you are prepared for such change with the wisdom and maturity you discern within yourself. Gemini. You may feel alone in your responsibility for family or domestic routines, or perhaps you are working with an elder on these issues. This may be balanced by the emergence of unpredictable innovation in career. Cancer. This may be a time when those around you or siblings need your assistance, yet it may also be that you must discipline your time to attend to studies or your own health. Technology could help you do both. Leo. Although the cash is not rolling in right now, you have the opportunity to consolidate your resources and values and act on only what is necessary. A surprise or windfall could come from family or a partner. Virgo, your starting point this full moon is one of solitude or emotional discipline. You want to act in a comprehensively responsible manner, perhaps in regard to an older family member or a partner's upheaval. Libra, you may be putting details together behind the scenes to help someone who is ill, grieving, or addicted. Or perhaps you are working in the trenches for an ideal that will improve overall health for a group. Scorpio, you may have a goal for organizing or restructuring a group having to do with women or food. Or perhaps you are looking to be more responsible for the direction of your career. It's no longer time to hide. Sagittarius, responsibilities to elders or to career feel weighty right now. Or you may be working to be of service while deep feelings from the past also surface. At home, electricity and kids are unpredictable. Capricorn, an older woman might provide some guidance that brightens your path. Or perhaps following a strict but all-encompassing practice gives you hope and frees you to speak your truth to those around you. Aquarius, you may be trying to help with the comprehensive health or work issues of a partner, yet most of it is out of your hands or must be handled without you. An unexpected creative opportunity may arise. Pisces, you may be looking at the big picture of a partnership to see how you could practice being more responsible for the less glamorous aspects of it. Sometimes adding silliness eases tensions and worries too. As both the archetype of the Virgin and the Hermit, the motives of Virgo are pure and contain the paradox that removal from some kinds of interaction also involves solitary dedication to humble everyday tasks that most would find tiresome. Yet we must also take care that a quest for such purity of motive in everyday life does not find us obsessing about who or what belongs and who or what doesn't. Because when we turn our emotional energies to excluding others as less than, we lose the most profound of Virgo's emotional motives, the innocent willingness to eliminate harshness by being of service. We have an opportunity this full moon to both liberate ourselves from compulsive patterns that oppress us and use a comprehensive discipline and humility of spirit to get there. Serving others with genuine self-effacing kindness is one of the brightest ways to shine our lights, shed some light, and keep it light. Background music is by Eric Gilbert and Noah Beck. To support this and other programming on KRFP, please visit krfp.org.